UNSOM is a special political mission in Somalia, and the main focus of our work is really to assist the Somali people and the Somali federal government achieve at least three things. One is federalism. It is in the process of forming itself into a federal state. And then the second is completing their constitutional review process and a new constitution, which will go to a referendum. And then thirdly, elections in 2016 across the whole of Somalia, presidential and legislative elections. And these will be the first elections properly conducted, we hope, since the late 60s.
And do you think it's possible to actually hold the elections in 2016?
I do. I think it is very doable, very achievable, but it is also ambitious. And we have to recognize that a lot of hard work is needed between now and then. And a lot of that hard work will be needed by the Somali parliament, for example, that has to pass a lot of necessary legislation, and the Somali government to build the capacity and start to deliver the conditions in which the elections can happen. And the conditions are peace and security.
Talking about security, the National Army of Somalia, supported by the AU forces, launched an operation to push the Al-Shabaab out of the areas that is still controlled. What progress can you report on that front?
The African Union, as you say, is in charge of the AMISOM forces and is working very closely with the Somali National Army. And they report very good progress in the last 6 weeks. 11 towns have been recovered from Al-Shabaab and are now under government control in a vast area, that is at least three different military sectors. And I believe there are more operations to come. So government authority is being extended. It is now possible, for example, to access these places, to start to benefit the people in these places with better services, better government, better security. And also humanitarian needs can be met more easily too. And things like polio vaccination campaign is now possible when it wasn't very easy at all in Al-Shabaab controlled areas.
But now it seems that Al-Shabaab is still able to carry out some attacks in Mogadishu. Two members of parliament were killed and a media worker was killed. Is there anything that can be done to stop these kinds of attacks?
Definitely there is, and the Somali federal government and the authorities in Mogadishu and the African Union forces are working very closely on a security strategy for the city of Mogadishu. I believe it's showing results and that security is improving, but we need to be realistic. Al-Shabaab is a very determined terrorist organization, quite experienced and quite sophisticated in some ways. And they use youth who've been misguided and influenced into joining and being suicide bombers. And it's very difficult to stop completely. And I think we will see some of this continuing for a while. But I think we are seeing progress in Mogadishu. We have to stay the course.
Ambassador Kay, what more would you like the international community to do to help Somalia?
The international community really needs to keep up its attention on Somalia. I'm very conscious that there are competing crises across the world, but I believe it's very important the international community continues to give Somalia its political attention, high-level meetings, high-level visits, and messaging to the people of Somalia to reassure them that they're on the right path, messages of encouragement to the federal government, and messages of dissuasion to those who seek to block the political progress in the country. And beyond that, resources. Somalia is a very, very poor country. It has enormous needs. The humanitarian needs are great. There is an ongoing need for funding. And this is a country in which at least 1 million are still receiving food assistance from the United Nations every day. And 2.5 years ago had a terrible famine. So there is no room for complacency. The humanitarian needs are still strong.
And finally, as the head of the UN mission in Somalia, what would make you say mission accomplished?
Certainly our horizon at the moment is 2016 and elections in a new federal Somalia. That would be a great success. But I'm also conscious that recovery from more than 2 decades of conflict, state failure, civil war will take longer than just 2016. So this is a program really which is going to require international and United Nations assistance, I am sure, for many, many years to come.